Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is an update on the Evergrande situation. We've just seen an announcement that a lot of the suppliers to Evergrande are now issuing profits warnings and taking legal action against Evergrande itself. And what this indicates is that we're starting to see the fallout of the problems with the property developers now manifesting itself all the way through the Chinese economy. So it's not just the developers who are going to suffer, it's every business relating to property development and the whole of the economy. So in this video, I wanted to give you some more detail on that and to talk about what the overall impact of all of this stuff we've been talking about for the last few months, about Evergrande and Kaiser and Shimao and all of the other developers starting to default on their debt. So far, we've really just been focusing in on the losses that the banks and the investors are going to have to carry. But actually, the bigger issue here and the bigger concern is that this will cause some form of recession in China, and that that will then have a knock-on impact to the whole of the global economy, because China is the second biggest economy in the world and is a major manufacturer for a lot of items that are sold everywhere. So in this video, we'll have a detailed look at which suppliers have announced problems and how big their debts are and who they're trading with. I'll then talk to you about commercial paper, which has been a mechanism that's been used by a lot of the property developers, including Evergrande, to avoid having to pay their suppliers over the last few years. And that is a debt mountain that isn't included in the $300 billion of debt we've been talking about for Evergrande. So this is over and above that figure. I'll then talk about the ripple effect and how the non-payment of suppliers by Evergrande affects everybody in the Chinese economy and potentially in the world. And then I'll finish up with a wrap up and a summary as to what I think is likely to happen over the next 3 to 6 months. But before we get into all of that, if I could ask you at some point during this video to give me a thumbs up if you're enjoying the content, and also to provide any comments that you have in terms of the content of this video or other videos that you would like to see me making. And also, please don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. So just like the rest of the world, it's results season in China. Everybody is reporting their performance for the year ended 2021. And we're now starting to see a lot of pain coming through for the suppliers to the property developers. And the problems are hitting every single form of supplier. So we're talking about decorating companies, the provision of furniture, the provision of lighting, doors, bathroom fittings, everything you can think of that goes into the development of a property. All of these people have suffered non-payment from Evergrande and the rest of the sector. So let's have a look at some of the specific companies that have announced that they are now encountering severe financial difficulties as a result of this payment crisis. First up, we've got Gangzhou Halik Creative Home Company, a furniture maker who've announced in their recent posting that they expect 2021 net profit to be 60% less than it was last year due to the fact that it has not been paid by Evergrande. So this is a company that's been providing Evergrande with large-scale volumes of furniture to go into the hundreds of thousands of apartments that they're creating each year, and they just haven't been paid. Next up is the Beijing Jadu Door, Window and Curtain Company, who've announced that they will be declaring a loss of $224 million this year, thanks to the fact that Evergrande has not paid them for all of the materials that they have supplied to them. A $224 million shows you the scale of the businesses that we're talking about here. These are not small suppliers. These are large companies. And if you're turning in a $224 million loss, that is significant. There is a lot of employees working for that company. And over the last few years, this company would have been turning a large profit. Next up is the Guangdong Pac Corp, a maker of lighting fixtures, who've said that they are looking now at a 90% drop in earnings thanks to the fact that Evergrande have not paid them for the work that they've been doing. So 90% drop essentially means that that company is bankrupt. It's out of business. It was doing 90% of its work with Evergrande. Once Evergrande stops paying a company like that, It's defunct. It's bankrupt. So hopefully this starts giving you an understanding as to what the knock-on implications of Evergrande not paying its suppliers actually is. Another company is the Shenzhen Weng Landscape Co., which provides landscaping services for all of the Evergrande developments. And it's also now reporting a loss due to the fact that Evergrande has not paid them. And finally, the Shanghai Trendzone Holdings Group has announced that it's filed 333 lawsuits against Evergrande and its subsidiaries due to the fact that it hasn't been paid. So this is a decoration company. And if you're filing 333 lawsuits, that means that you've had a lot of invoices that have not been paid. And again, another huge company who's currently in financial distress because Evergrande hasn't paid them. So that's just a small percentage of some of the companies who are in difficulty because of their relationship with Evergrande. And it shows you the breadth of different services that we've got here. We've got landscaping businesses, decorating businesses, furniture businesses, lighting businesses, bathroom supply businesses, basically a whole lot of different industries. And all of them are now making losses and potentially are facing bankruptcy as part of this whole contagion problem. A commercial paper has been widely used in China for the last few years and essentially is an IOU. So how this system works is that when you have a supplier who's providing you with materials or services, when they're due to be paid, rather than paying them in cash, companies such as Evergrande have been issuing them with a piece of paper that says, rather than paying you in cash, we will pay you in 6 months or 12 months' time. So it's essentially like a loan that Evergrande has been taking from its suppliers in respect of the services and goods that they've had. Now, the reason that the suppliers have been prepared to accept this commercial paper in the past was that Evergrande and the other large property developers were seen as being highly creditworthy. And so you knew you were going to be paid. And because of that, a secondary market built up in this commercial paper. So if you're a supplier, you could take that letter that you received from Evergrande, and it might be for $1 million, and you could sell it on the open market because people would pay you at a discount because they knew that Evergrande were good for the money. So you might be able to sell that piece of paper for $950,000, and therefore you get $950,000 in cash, which you can use to pay all of your people. And the investor who bought that piece of paper is buying it because they've got a $50,000 profit on the price that they've paid, and they know that Evergrande is going to pay them. So that's how the system worked in the past. Now, the problem we've had over the last 6 months or so is that it's become evident that the property developers are not creditworthy and that this commercial paper is never going to be paid. So what that's done is it's led to the dissolution of the secondary market. There are no longer any investors who want to buy paper that Evergrande is issuing, saying that they will pay them in 6 or 12 months' time. So now all of the suppliers who've been paid in commercial paper historically are realizing that they're not going to be paid in cash and that they are in major financial difficulty. And unfortunately, the use of this commercial paper is huge. It is widespread. So the last reported figures that we saw for Evergrande were back in December 2020, so well over 12 months ago. And at that point, Evergrande announced that it had $32 billion of commercial paper in issuance. Now, it's very likely that the amount of that commercial paper has increased significantly. Once you start paying a supplier with a piece of paper rather than cash, then that becomes quite addictive. It's unlikely that you'll switch back to cash because why would you? It's much better from a cash flow point of view not to pay people, to keep your own cash for other purposes. So Evergrande and all of the other developers will have been issuing more and more and more paper over the course of 2021. And it's likely that the total amount of commercial paper issued by the property developers is significantly into the hundreds of billions of dollars. And we've started seeing some defaults turning up on the official commercial paper exchanges. In December, we saw a 26% increase in defaults. And the worrying thing about that statistic is that this paper usually doesn't become payable for 12 months. So the defaults that happened in December 2021 relate to commercial paper that was issued in December 2020. So we've got a huge wall of commercial paper that was issued throughout 2021 that will be coming over the next 6 to 12 months and will then go into default. So it's highly likely that we will see a massive increase in the amount of defaults and the amount of suppliers not being paid as we go through the next 3 to 6 months. So I wanted to talk about the ripple effect and how Evergrande not paying its supplier has an impact on a lot of other industries and people and the economy. So when Evergrande doesn't pay a decorating firm, that means that that decorating firm does not have any cash to make its own payments. So it may then struggle to pay its staff, and it may struggle to pay its suppliers who've been providing it with paint and materials. So if that supplier then can't make its payments, then what happens is that firstly, its staff go unpaid. And that means that a lot of individuals who are working for that decorating company then don't have any money to be able to spend in the economy. So that puts them in financial difficulty, and it means that they can't afford to live. So when they're not spending money on food and clothes and other forms of entertainment, then that reduces the volume of spend in the economy. And if we follow the non-payment through to the paint manufacturers, when Evergrande's decorating company doesn't pay its paint supplier, then that paint supplier is in exactly the same situation. It will then struggle to pay its staff, and it will struggle to pay its suppliers. So it will be getting supplied with wholesale paint deliveries and tin manufacturers and all of the other things that go into producing paint tins. So we've got the same impact at that level, that the staff of the paint company go unpaid and therefore they're not spending in their local economy, and that has a contracting effect. And it's the same with the suppliers. So that paint company might have raw material suppliers who provide it with chemicals and other forms of materials. And if they can't pay those guys, then those guys then can't pay their staff, and so it goes on. So that's the direct impact on the local economy. But then when you take a step back and look at the global economy, these businesses that are operating in China are huge. The numbers we're talking about are massive, and they are buying in goods and materials from all across the world. So when people don't get paid, there's two direct impacts. Firstly, it reduces the amount of future materials and goods that that company needs to buy. So Evergrande's a good example. It's no longer doing any building work of any material level. So if Evergrande has been buying in things like specialist sinks and doors and other forms of materials that are not available in China, then all of that business ceases immediately. So that's the direct impact on the global economy. But the wider impact is that this contagion can cause problems with the whole property sector. So now that everybody is seeing the property developers in China default, it's causing banks and investors to be more negative on property as a whole. They're seeing the risks involved, and they're seeing the fact that the sector is slowing down. And that will cause lenders and investors to be nervous and more cautious. It causes the rating agencies to downgrade the sector, and therefore everybody becomes more pessimistic and less money goes into that sector. And it has a natural self-fulfilling reduction in terms of the size of the sector. So overall, there's a massive knock-on ripple effect of the impact of Evergrande not paying its suppliers. It's not just related to those two companies and nobody else cares about it in the world. It has a potential to have an impact on all of us. And that's why I'm concerned, and that's why I've been posting these videos, because it is relevant. It is important to understand what's going on in China, because it can have a global impact really quite quickly. So what's the summary and conclusion? Well, we're now starting to see the problems that were initially identified as just being with the property developers starting to have a knock-on impact to the whole rest of the sector. And that's likely to have a knock-on impact to the whole rest of the Chinese economy. And that will have a knock-on impact to the global economy. And this really highlights the fact that you can't gloss over this. We've seen the Chinese authorities trying to stop the problem by nationalizing a lot of the assets. They put the risk management committee into Evergrande, and they're now starting to move assets out from the distressed developers into the state-owned enterprises. But that doesn't solve the issue of non-payment for your suppliers. So what we're seeing here is the pyramid starting to collapse. So all of the companies that have been feeding off Evergrande and the other big property developers for the last 10 years are now starting to suffer. And because they're not getting paid, They're not paying their suppliers, and we've got a domino effect all the way through the whole of the property sector. But that will have a direct impact to the whole economy because the workers in that sector spend their wages in the general economy. They're buying food, they're buying clothes, they're doing things with their families, going out. So if they stop doing all of that, then that has a knock-on impact to the hospitality sector or the travel sector or the food sector, all the sectors. So this can't be contained. The authorities are trying to keep it under control by seizing the assets, but it's impossible. You can't do it because this industry makes up about 25% of the GDP of China. And you can't suddenly stop producing things and expect everything to carry on as it was before. It's going to have a massive impact. And because China is the second biggest economy in the world, it's going to have a global impact, unfortunately. So we're starting to see a lot of these companies squealing and complaining and posting losses and taking legal action against Evergrande. It's likely over the next 3 to 6 months that we will see a massive increase in the number of these sort of reports. All the businesses in China are likely to move towards loss-making situation. They've seen a massive, massive reduction in their volume of trade, and therefore they're going to lose all their profits. I'd be surprised if anybody in the Chinese property sector makes a profit in this year. It's very, very difficult because the whole industry is under massive pressure. And because it's such a big engine for the Chinese economy, then that's going to hurt the total economy of China. So hopefully you found this interesting, useful and informative. If you did, then please give me a thumbs up and make a comment below if you've got anything to tell me or anything that you'd like me to change or talk about in the future. And please don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.